Welcome to the 2019 ULI Belgium Annual Conference Podcast. What have been the main takeaways of the conference? What are the threats and opportunities for Brussels compared to other major European cities? How valuable is the opportunity for key decision makers from the real estate industry to network with each other at the ULI conference?
Hello, it's Greg Clark here.
Professor Greg Clark, Senior Fellow at ULI Europe, gives his impressions.
The speakers that inspired me the most were actually not the speakers, but the delegates, the members of ULI Belgium, who have been coming to this conference every year for the past 3 or 4 years, gradually becoming a bigger number, gradually becoming younger and more diverse, and gradually taking more and more of an interest in the future of Belgium cities, the real estate and the buildings within them, and the kinds of places that Belgium cities are becoming. Having said that, I would also say that I think Maria Vasilaku, the deputy mayor of Vienna, was also an inspiring speaker. She talked about how Vienna is creating a city which is both economically successful, but also affordable and sustainable. And she described the role of public transport, the role of public assistance in the housing market, the greening of the city, and the role of citizen-level action in creating wonderful spaces and places for people to enjoy. So I thought that she was inspiring for me, and I think also for the Belgian audience in the room. I think that for Brussels, there are more opportunities than threats. And the opportunities, of course, are to do with the young population, the fact that the population is growing, the fact that it has these wonderful institutions. And, of course, it's the capital of the Belgian economy with all of the good things that come with that. High levels of productivity, good levels of skill, great levels of technology use. So all of those things are good. But I think that the threat for Brussels is that it doesn't continue to be a livable city if the population grows and we don't at the same time expand the infrastructure and the city services, creating this more multi-centered city with better services, better infrastructure, so that people can enjoy the whole city. As a city grows, it often has to change its shape to be successful. And if the city grows but doesn't change its shape, then growth itself can become a kind of threat. The second thought would be, of course, that because Brussels is quite oriented around some of those international institutions, then if those international institutions are destabilized in any way, this can have unintended negative consequences for Brussels. So that's key. And of course, there are other geopolitical risks, including the debate about the future of Belgium and these kinds of things, which I don't know whether there's really a risk that Belgium will kind of secede itself into 2 or 3 separate regions. I don't know if that's realistic. But I know that from a geopolitical point of view, this kind of uncertainty and this kind of complexity can have an effect to reduce the appetite for businesses and for others to locate or invest in Brussels. You see, real estate is not a perfect science, and it's not so established as a theory or a concept that everybody understands the same ideas. So a network like ULI, which is dedicated to sharing intelligence, sharing good practices, understanding what has worked and what has not worked, and trying to give real estate a bigger purpose, not just the purpose of making profit, although profit is a good thing, but actually placing real estate at the service of people and planet, as well as prosperity. This gives ULI a distinctive purpose and a distinctive kind of compelling charm that I think really makes people want to participate in these kinds of meetings.
We hope you enjoyed the ULI Belgium podcast. If you want to know more about the activities of ULI Belgium, please go to belgium.uli.org.